The Criminal Assets Bureau returned more than €5 million of crime cash to the state last year, according to its annual report released today. The money seized was the proceeds of organised crime, money laundering, tax evasion and social welfare theft. Detective Chief Superintendent Mick Gubbins is the Chief Bureau Officer at CAB.
Well, so the cash that we got last year, it came from, there's €4.2 million that came from the workings of the Criminal Assets Bureau itself. So €1.8 was taken in under the proceeds of crime legislation. €2.2 million came in from revenue, and the balance then came from recoveries from the social protection. In addition to that, then, there was a Section 24 of the Criminal Justice Act, which is a post-conviction forfeiture, which of excess of €1 million that we were able to remit to the government.
So did this cash come largely from selling off the proceeds of crime?
Absolutely. So you're looking at the sale of one of those instances there. You're looking at big cryptocurrency. You're looking at property, cars, high-value goods, jewellery, and cash held in bank accounts.
Where did the majority of it come from?
The majority of it comes from people that are involved in drug trafficking, but we've also got people involved in thefts, burglary, fraud and money laundering as well. But the vast majority of the actions that we've taken are in relation to drug trafficking.
Tell us about some of the items that you sold off.
So I suppose there's one unusual item there that a number of people have asked about. It's about a gyroplane, which is basically a small aeroplane, maybe for a hobbyist. We've also got high-value jewellery and watches, some makes and models you might be familiar with, Rolex and Hublot and that. And then obviously you've got the cars. But behind this as well, there's also a lifestyle by these individuals. So it's going on holidays, it's doing up their house, it's doing the shopping. So it's not just the assets themselves, but it's the lifestyle that surrounds it.
Tell us about the money that was given back to Nigeria.
So that came to us through our colleagues in the American law enforcement agencies, and that was money that came from General Abacha's son, Mohammed Sani Abacha. He received and he helped to launder the criminal proceeds of his father's conduct throughout the world. That money was held in a bank account here. We took our actions against it. Then there was a section, what we call 3-3, which allows a person that has an interest in that asset to make an application to the court. The Nigerian government was successful, and that money then was returned to the government of Nigeria on foot of a memorandum of understanding signed by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee.
You mentioned Bitcoin earlier. Tell me about seizures in relation to Bitcoin and difficulties in converting that into cash.
We've had a number of seizures in the last couple of years, and with some of that we've been able to realise. One of the difficulties is, and it's probably well known, is that sometimes it's very difficult to get the codes to be able to realise the values of that. But it also makes it very easy for the criminals to transfer wealth between themselves and across jurisdictions. And I know there are other means of doing that, but it just makes it a little bit difficult. But it is something that we're aware of, and it's something that we're alert to, and we also offer advice to our own colleagues through Interpol and Europol and other courses of our experience, and likewise they would share experiences with us in relation to how to seize cryptocurrency and any issues that arise therefrom.
But without those codes, there's nothing you can do with them, is there?
That's correct, yes. So while in one case we have possession of it, but we just can't realise it.
A lot of these assets that you seize, it takes many years before you can realise any money from it, isn't that right?
That's correct. Some actually proceed quite quickly. I mean, we had one last year where we did a search last year, and already the assets have been, realised. And then, but it could take maybe up to 7 years before that money we're allowed to remit that money to the state. And in others, then, if the person that we're dealing with signs what's known as the Section 4A, the money gets remitted a lot quickly, much more quickly, to the government. So yes, it can take anything possibly up to 7 years.
That's Mick Gubbins from the Criminal Assets Bureau.